I'm at the Tallinn Baltic Station, which is the main train station in Tallinn, Estonia. This is the airport in Helsinki, Finland. A coffee shop in Amsterdam. This is a busy street in Riga, Latvia. They're all a part of the Trans-Europe Express. Here in these countries and all across Europe, there has been a massive attempt underway to secure weapons, funding, and cohesion for Ukraine. At times, it's been frustrating for people like Jens Stoltenberg, head of NATO.
Of course, yes, it has a price, but not to act and just let that brutality continue and let that brutality of Russia be awarded is for me a higher price.
And he said if the atrocities taking place there don't move them.
Even if you don't care about the moral aspect of this, supporting the people of Ukraine, you should care about your own security interests.
As frustrated as Stoltenberg is, it's nothing compared to Ukrainians. It's just an
illusion. All of us, myself and my colleagues, we are all slightly crazy by now. We're not normal.
Yuri Sack is an advisor to Ukraine's Minister of Defense.
We've been living in an abnormal situation. In a strange way, we are beginning to get used to it, and it's a frightening feeling.
And coming up in my final report, it's a feeling a lot of people in Europe might have to get used to.
It's like living in the prison, when you cannot say what you think, when you cannot go where you want, when you have to have double life.
JJ Green, WTOP News.